Thank you very much, Rabbi Schreier, for that warm introduction. I deeply appreciate it. What a great covet it is for me to come back to this beautiful shul for the fourth year in a row to speak to such a wonderful and large crowd, both here and on Zoom, the night of Slichos. As I think back to the year, I think about last year, standing in the same podium. Who would have thought, who could have imagined that when we were thinking about the new year, what it would turn out to be? When we do Berosh Hashanah Yikasevun, and we thought about Miyichya Miyamos, everyone thinks about that, Mibayesha Mibamayim, Miyei Asher, Miyei Ani, you're thinking about who's going to have life and who's going to unfortunately not, and who's going to become wealthy and who's not. Did anyone think about Miba Magefa? Is that what we thought about? I didn't think about it. I would gloss over that. Magefa? Us? Sophisticated? Erudite? Brilliant? Educated? The way we are in our world today? This is not years gone by. This is not the Black Plague, the bubonic plague, typhoid, even the Spanish flu from over 100 years ago. No, we're sophisticated people. We have artificial intelligence, algorithms that figure everything out for you, medicine, science. Who knew the word pandemic, social distancing, COVID-19, they were not part of our lexicon. We never thought of those. And I was wondering during the course of the year, as I was fortunate being involved in the Conference of Presidents, to being on many Zoom calls. All Zoom, who knew about Zoom? Being on many Zoom calls with Jewish leaders around the world. And they would be from all over the world. They would be from Canada and Mexico, from South America, from the Middle East, from even the Arab countries, Iran and Morocco. We had people from Australia and Europe. We were all over the world talking to Jewish leaders, and I was waiting for one, just one, to say, what pandemic? We don't have a problem. But either they were in the middle of it, or they were expecting it. The world stopped. The entire world stopped. And we have to start thinking, who runs the world? I mean, if we didn't think about it before, if we weren't sure about it before, are we sure about it now? Where else could it be? How else could it be that the entire world stopped? Unimaginable. Incomprehensible. Where does our health come from? Where does our parnassa come from? We think about this. Parnassa. Ah, yes. Imagine that rich, rich person owning all the real estate that there is in the great city of New York City, sitting there probably on March 1st. What could go wrong? Nothing could go wrong. How's it possible? Real estate, office buildings, residential facilities, garages, hotels. What could go wrong? And a month later, that income went down substantially. Some people will lose it all. Some people will never recover from what happened. And that poor person, imagine, the poor little guy is a manufacturer and he's eking out a living, he's doing okay, not doing great, but he makes a product called plexiglass, and the next thing you know, he's booming, or he's selling gym equipment that people use in their homes, or they're selling tents. What's going on with tents all over? As I look at in my community, everyone has a tent now. They had a tent. They're building a tent. The tents are a fortune. People, there are not enough tents in the world right now. Is that mazel? Is someone smarter than somebody else? Let me ask you. Does it mean you're smarter? The guy who owned the real estate in Manhattan, or he owned the hotel, was he smarter or just as smart as anybody else? Of course he was. But this is the way it goes. This is what happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and our parnasa, and everything that we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the lesson? What's the lesson from all of this? And how do we approach tonight, the night of Slichas? We're getting into the season. How do we approach Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Do we approach it with anger? We're angry. I know people. I've met people. They're angry. They're angry at God because they should have everything. If their well, things always went well, why shouldn't they go well now? So they're angry. So is that the way you should do it? Maybe have hope, optimism, maybe fear. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. I don't want to use the word fear. You don't want to use the word awe. That's what we should have now. Awe of Hashem. Who else could have done this? Who else could have stopped the entire world literally on its tracks? No one spared. No country spared. That's why when I think so many times about the Makos and Mitzrayim, and I say to myself, when God gave us those Makos and Mitzrayim, they were for all times. What would happen today if they had darkness? Choshech. Complete darkness. The lights wouldn't pierce, wouldn't go through. Cars couldn't drive, planes couldn't fly, you couldn't walk. What would we do? That's why God made those makos in such a way that they'll be everlasting. So what do we do now? What do we do? What's our approach? We just say, okay, it happened. Let's hope it's going to go away. No, you've got to come up with some goals. What's my goal? You know what my goal is for this year? My goal is to develop a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to learn to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than I ever have before. Because that's the only thing I have. In a world like this, I have to have trust in something. And that something has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just look around the world and you just see the beautiful of the world. But look how this pandemic. No one else could have done it. And I think we have to be positive. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha doesn't mean we should be giddy and laughing. It means we have to have a positive attitude towards Hashem and our relationship with Hashem. That's what we have to do. And we have to find a way because, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, She'ein shechina shura, lo mituch avdus. You know, you don't get through gloom. That's not the way you approach it. Ela mituch devar simcha shel mitzvah. Pick a mitzvah you love, and own it this year. This year, say to yourself, I'm going to find one mitzvah and I'm going to own it and enjoy it. Look forward to it. Just make it your own. So what's it going to be? What's it going to be for you? I know for me, I have two. One is continuing to learn Torah the way I love to learn Torah. I love so many different things about learning Torah. And I love the historical aspects of it. I love looking through a Gemara and trying to figure out what were the people like? What happened? It's not just a dry piece of Gemara. It's real people who were living for hundreds and hundreds of years, their life story. I love learning all about that. Learn the things you like. That's important. And I also think for me personally, it's finding ways of doing more chesed this year. I've got to find ways. I look around, I see people all the time. I know I could do more chesed. All I have to do is ask them more questions and find people, and I know I can make it happen. Because we don't know what this year has in store. No one can tell you. There's not a person out there, I don't care who they are, can tell you what is going to happen. We don't know from minute to minute. We don't know anymore. We used to think we were in control, but we learned now we are not in control. But if you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all going to work out. If you have a relationship, it will work out no matter what happens. We don't know when the pandemic is going to end. We don't know if there's going to be a vaccine. We don't know if school's going to open or school's going to close. We don't know what travel is going to be like. We don't know what restrictions are going to be like. We don't know what new medicine is. We don't know. We don't know anything. We don't know anything. And that's really the point. Because we have to understand that the only thing that's certain is uncertainty. And we've learned that. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us in Chaf Zayin, Amid Beis, Nosan Shofar, Besof Shofar, Imkol Penima Shama Yotza. Imkol Chitzon Shama Lo Yotza. If there's a shofar within a shofar, two together, and you hear the inner sound, not the outer sound of the shofar, you fulfill the mitzvah. But if you hear the other one, the outer one, no, you're not. You see, we're conflicted as people between the outside and the inside. We're always looking for wealth and power and covet and extravagance. We're looking for all those things. But inside, the shofar inside us is trying to tell us something completely different. It tells us to look for ruchnius. It tells us to look for spirituality. That's our inner voice. We've got to find our inner voice this year. We must find our inner voice. And I think another thing we should try to do is say, in Yirtzeh Hashem, with everything, and then Baruch Hashem, when it happens. We don't know anymore where we're going for what minute, one minute to the next. We have no idea. And you have to say, in Yirtzeh Hashem, there's a meeting, in Yirtzeh Hashem, I'll be there. I say it now in my business world. I say it even when I meet with people who are not Jewish. I send them an email, IYH. They always ask me, what does that mean? I said, it's Hebrew. It means, in Yirtzeh Hashem, with God's help. I say that all the time, with God's blessings, I'll be there. And Baruch Hashem, when we're there. Let's not take anything for granted. That's what we're talking about. That's what this year is all about. And you know what? When we go and we look at the Slichas tonight, what do we find at the end of the Slichas? We find a beautiful, beautiful tefillah. It begins with Misha Ana, God who answered. And who did he answer? We have all these people, Avraham, Moshe, Mordechai, Esther, Ezra, Yoshua. All of them had different situations in different times, spanning thousands of years. Some were looking for health, some were, had anxiety, some literally their life was hanging by a thread. But God found a way of answering them. And that's why we say it. And we say, Misha Ana, L'chol HaTzadikim, Chasidim, Taminim, Yusharim, Huyanenu. If we're one of, we should be in that category. We should be one of those kind of people. Therefore, God will then listen to us and take us under His wings and under His guidance. So what are we supposed to do this year? Let's find our inner voice, like the shofar. Find the inside of the shofar, the ruchnius, the spirituality, your neshama. That's our portal to God. That's what we have to do. And let's make this a special year. We don't know what it's going to be like, but let's make it something very special. If we could say we're walking hand in hand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what happens, we'll be there together. You ever go on a plane and you see little kids on a plane? Do they have any idea where they're going? They have no idea. But they're happy. Why? Because they're with their parents. Take them around the corner from their house and they're all alone. They're crying. Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, V'al-Pi Hashem Yisou. That's what we've done. We go about with Hashem. As long as we have confidence, as long as we have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what this year should be about, a year of trust. And if we find that year, if we find the trust, and we make sure we're walking hand in hand with God, this year will turn out to be a good year, no matter what happens, no matter what the situation is. But as long as we know we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, guiding us, giving us the brachos that we know He's giving us, this year will turn out to be a wonderful year. So let's begin together, Slichas, as one group, and let's say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaneinu, listen to us, we're calling out to you. Let's have a relationship. Shana Tova.